This show is made possible by the support of Natren, unique and powerful probiotics. N-A-T-R-E-N, natren.com.
Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Here's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Here's Dr. Jeff.
Welcome back. It is the Power of Health Show. I'm so glad that you take the time to tune in. My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath, a master herbalist, and I'm bringing you the best guests in the industry. The guests that are the movers, the shakers, as well at the same time, the educators to give us that good, usable, relevant information for today's world. Today's topic is our gut, how it truly is the gateway to health. And there's nobody better to talk with that than my guest today. I have two guests for you. My first guest, Natasha Trenev. Natasha is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics and the founder of American's Probiotic Industry. As a developmental scientist whose family had been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for generations, Natasha spent more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. My second guest today, Joni Greggins, popular host of the Joni Greggins Show on KGO Radio for 25 years, the number one weekend health and fitness show, and also known for her long-running TV exercise show, Morning Stretch. Joni works on her 25 years plus of representing health and fitness in the media and made her one of the most trusted and respected sources of information today. Help me welcome both of my guests. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Sir Jeffrey.
And hello, Joni.
Hello there, Jeffrey.
You know, isn't this going to be a fun topic today? And I'm going to start with Joni right from the very beginning. You know, Joni, we talk about guidelines for health. We talk about guidelines for nutrition. And, you know, obviously these are things that have been thrown around and altered and maybe not adjusted for today's world. Where are we with these levels? Are they a little closer to where we should be? Are they on track? And how much should we pay attention to guidelines?
Well, I think they're better, and they've made some healthy revisions, but I still think that they're falling short. They're always directed towards, you know, effective prevention of heart disease. I mean, some of the beneficial ones, they finally have a sugar limit, which I thought was a good thing. They talk about artificial sweeteners, probably not a good thing to be used for weight loss, which is good. Moderate protein consumption, fine. I think we're, and also I'm so happy they've gotten rid of all that dietary cholesterol stuff. They just removed it. A lot of harm was done. You know, cholesterol is not all bad, folks, and there could be problems if you don't have enough of the good cholesterol. But the problem is saturated fat myth, and it is a myth, still remains. And again, so people are sort of a little bit confused about that. And I think a lot of times when you don't have any saturated fat, I mean, there's more harm than good because you'll have people doing all of these canola oils and all these other oils which aren't necessarily that good for you. Emphasis on fresh food, real food, which I think is good. So all of those things are good. You just you have to pick and choose. But the worst was when we had the guidelines a few years ago that really emphasized getting rid of all fat. So people did, but then they started eating more sugar. And I really think when that was around in the 80s where we saw huge weight gains and then people really looking for all these foods with sugars and oils and all this, it was just a bad time. So this is more realistic. But again, I think one thing that should be in there is good, healthy gut. Because without a healthy gut, and again, and the right kind of probiotic, again, it is going to get in the way of your digestion and your general health. So someday maybe they'll decide to do that, but I don't know.
You know, Joni, the idea of exercise, you know, for helping to shape our body and shape our life and help to increase our circulation and balance our body and prevent some of these metabolic syndromes from happening. You know, a lot of people may not understand that what you do and what you teach every day besides diet and probiotics is that exercise actually works directly for your digestive process, including blood flow and circulatory blood flow to the organs. And those are some things that people don't think about when they're just trying to tighten up the body.
You are so right, because we've been talking about probiotics and healthy diet. You, and again, it goes right along with people not moving enough. You must get things moving, get the engine going. So what do people say? And nothing's happening, I'll buy something over the counter for constipation. It starts this vicious circle rather than getting up. Even if it's for 30 minutes, just a walk, or walk around your house if you can't get up. But this is why we're seeing more and more problems in terms of the GI tract, not only because, again, of unhealthy climate, but because people are not moving, so they're not regular, but they're making the whole laxative industry rich. So you've got to move as well. Our body's meant to move. Look at all the little joints and ligaments. You're just looking at them now. You go, wow, well, you were meant to move. And if you don't move, again, your body slows down. And when it slows down, you find yourself sitting and maybe popping laxatives, the last thing you want to do.
Isn't it kind of a use it or lose it?
Yeah. Oh, it really is use it or lose it. Really, really use it or lose it. And people are always thinking about anti-aging creams and all that. Well, again, healthy gut, eating the right things and exercise. That is what keeps you from aging. And aging means having no mobility, not having an enthusiasm for life, a body that does not work, and weight gain you can't get rid of.
You know, Natasha, people say all the time that, you know, we need to think of things a little bit better and plan our lives and organize a little bit better. And, you know, over the years, I've heard people say, you know, my stomach, my gut, I'm hungry all the time. It has a mind of its own. But we're learning that our gut really does have a mind of its own.
It certainly does. And if you don't control your gut, it will control you, your mood. It will control your craving. It will control whether you're productive or not. So you see, it's all interconnected. And I wanted to give you, like, at a glance what we've discussed now, the what we call the tripod or the healthy trinity of true health, not just, you know, what I call temporary health. But it's again, the probiotic supplementation, the correct probiotic supplementation, the diet and the exercise. So here's what I want to give you some tips why this is so important. You remember, your body is colonized by a very vast array of microbes that modulate every aspect of your health. You know, the physiology, it's a moment-to-moment control of your health. I don't think people realize that, you know, in a nanosecond, stuff is happening inside your, what I call your fueling machine, which is your gut, that you're not even aware of, and that these microbes that are constantly moving in and out of your body, that ecosystem will either optimize your health by helping to nourish and protect us, or they will tear down your health by attacking us and producing toxins and aggravating our immune system and making our skin less beautiful. People don't realize that the health of your gut and the diet also reflects on your skin. Beautiful skin is certainly an indication that things are all okay inside your GI tract. Now, having said that, can you believe that gut bacteria manufacture neurochemicals such as dopamine and serotonin? In fact, 95% of the serotonin is produced in the gut. And as you know, serotonin is the feel-good chemical, and everybody thought, you know, it was made in our first brain, but it's not. So along with the vitamins and other nutrients that are so important to our immune health, our, you know, our brain health, and our organ health, all of those wonderful things are produced by the bacteria in our gut. And guess what, guys? Didn't we just come off of a chocoholic Valentine's Day? I hope everybody had the dark chocolate, because guess what? The bacteria are also important to help break down the polyphenols that are found in dark chocolate, which we now know is good for us. So you see, the composition of the bacteria, the beneficial bacteria, to act to prevent a leaky gut, which appears to be the root of most autoimmune diseases and neurological disorders. So not only is the bacteria that necessary there to stop the leaky gut that caused these problems, but it's also there to help us break down the beneficial chemicals like the polyphenols to make us more healthy.
You know, it's kind of like taking that old slogan, you know, that you are what you eat, and changing it for today's world, making it relevant, where you are what you eat, but you also are what you digest, and you are what your bacteria, the good bacteria, allow you to be.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You know,
absolutely.
Because without the good bacteria, and I want to give you some more stats. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the gut microbiome, so that's the combination of all the microbes that are found in your gut, is 99% of the DNA in your body. and it is highly responsive and changeable based upon your individual lifestyle choices. So most importantly, the food choices you make and the lack of exercise and the lack of good probiotic supplementation. So guess what? You can really control the outcome of your DNA predisposition by making sure that your gut flora is optimally balanced and producing chemicals that help your DNA, not detract from it. And, you know, there's this beautiful dance that happens between the gut bacteria and your own DNA, which most people don't realize, because it's actually influenced the expression of our 23,000 genes. So that interaction of the bacteria inside the genome determines what genes are going to be expressed and what genes will not be expressed. And guess what? The genes can be expressed for your health or for illness. So it's really up to you to learn why this composition of bacteria in your gut is so important to your overall health. Just think about that. The bugs that live within you are changing our genome expression moment to moment. This is so hard for people to wrap their brain around, that we are responsible for the expression of our genes.
You know, Joni, as you're teaching people about exercise and you're teaching them about working on the inside and the out, obviously,
yes.
You know, people today think, you know, that our insides are going to be completely replenished and fixed with a yogurt. And I mean, I'm a big believer in yogurt. Of course, I'd rather use a plain yogurt rather than some of the sugar candied kind that were out there. But, you know, I want to make sure that I'm getting some of those healthy, you know, ingredients in the yogurt, like the probiotics and all the beneficial nutrients. You know, when you talk to people about the diet, where on your list do you fit probiotics on the list of three?
Probiotics is the number one thing that I stress, because I know since for all the years I've been taking nature, taking a probiotic, it's changed my health. But I explain to them too, the difference is you have to have the right strain of probiotics, and you have to get these strains unadulterated. Okay, so they have to be separated, which they are in nature. But again, you need to get all of these probiotics to the intestinal tract. So it's got to get through the acid barrier of the stomach. So I explain to them why yogurt, you know, fine. And I'm not saying they shouldn't have a nice yogurt. That's fine. But that is not going to do. It is not going to give them all of the probiotics they need to make these differences that we're talking about in the healthy bacteria of the gut, and to get the benefits from it so that they do feel better. They find that they're, again, with the right diet and exercise, they're not gaining that weight, that they're regular. I know that that's a big thing. So it's so important. I do feel, as we talked about, again, the three parts, that it has to all start with the gut. I mean, it is such a powerful thing in terms of your health. And I also tell people it saves money, because if you take the right probiotic, you're not going to buy all this other thing for constipation or indigestion and all that. You want to have a clean, healthy system. So in the end, you're going to be spending a lot less on that kind of stuff and more in healthy food, hey, and good exercise.
Natasha, do you feel we're ever too young or too old or too sick or too healthy to use probiotics?
No. Actually, you know, that's why I've spent my life teaching people about probiotics. And the great news is that everybody's heard the word probiotics, but It is a very complex issue, just like the issue of your iPhone. And as I said, I'm happy that people are learning about all the applications of the iPhone. It's sad that they're not aware of the application of a good bacteria and how to get the good bacteria into your body and how to use it with diet and exercise to really change the health of America. And, you know, just briefly, I want to say that as the author of two probiotic labeling standards, one read into congressional record in 1994, I can just say that probiotics is rocket science. Making probiotic bacteria is so complex, and virtually 99% of the products out there are made by a contract manufacturer and not made by the people who are selling them. And since bacteria are very smart, they're not stupid, and they don't do anything that's not in their best interest. So if you don't meet their criteria for survival during manufacturing and during shelf life and when they reach your stomach, they're not going to be able to perform these miraculous things for you that we've talked about. So only if the bacteria are chosen and targeted to survive, as I said, manufacturing, transportation, shelf life, and, you know, stomach acid, they're not going to be able to do the good. So if you've tried a probiotic and are not happy with it, if you've tried to make dietary changes and you're not still seeing the optimal health that you want, and you've made some exercise choices, but you're still not where you want, you have to reevaluate. And you have to do that because you don't want to spend a minute not being healthy. And just as a simple tip, I would say avoid any so-called probiotic product that tells you it's shelf-stable. If a probiotic is sitting on the shelf, I can tell you with my 45 year of experience, you're probably not going to get what's listed on the label. Avoid products that list a lot of organisms, usually 4 to 20 organisms, because it's just not a good formulation. And make sure that you know who's making your probiotic, because it has to survive. Remember I told you that, you know, stomach acid not only protects us from bad bacteria, but it can protect us from good bacteria as well. So in order to get the proper nourishment, we have to make sure that the bacteria will survive our stomach acid to make it into our small intestine and our large intestine. And, you know, finally, I can just say that I've spent 45 years of my life teaching this. And the simple truth is that if we really stop going for the gimmicks, stop thinking that we're going to get, you know, something that's cheap or, you know, free, there is no such thing as a free lunch if you want to have good health. You have to do your research, know what you're choosing, who to take the advice from, who is the person who's going to teach you about exercise and good health, who's going to teach you about the right diet, because God knows we've got at least dozens of diets out there with everybody pitching their own diet. So we have to come back to the basics and help people learn how to choose the right diet for them, how to choose the right exercise program for themselves, and least but not, and the most important, I would believe, is that to know how to choose the right probiotic supplementation, and we need to take it every day. And it's not because I say so. It's because the research tells us that we have changed the ecology in the world of microbes. We have changed our surroundings, and that's why we're in this state, because bacteria are smarter and much more aggressive, and they're found everywhere in our society, especially on top of our iPhone, which many people probably don't even clean. So that's when we said, this is how you want to keep your health, you know, gain your health, and, you know, make it through the end of your life, not ending up in a nursing home.
Joni, anything you want to add to that?
Well, I agree with everything that Natasha said. And again, you know, the old thing is, you are what you eat, but you also are what the health of your gut is. It is everything. And again, when you feel good, then you feel like exercising and you know, eating real food. You ever notice if you don't feel well and you're just feel sluggish, that's when you pile in the sugars and all that. So it goes right back to try. Just get that gut healthy and then start moving. And the other thing, too, with so much sitting going on, focus on when you sit. Since I exercise every day, you know, and I teach exercise, but I also make sure that I focus that with the sitting time, whether I'm at the computer and all that, I say, time to get up. I'll set my computer just a little ding to get up so that I walk around a little bit, because we live in a world where you could sit 24/7.
Very true.
So that's so important. Healthy gut, don't sit too much.
Well, I want to thank both of my guests today, Natasha Trenev, of course, for being here, bringing us all these industry information, and Joni Gregans bringing us the health and the whole idea of the big picture of health, our diet and exercise and the foods and probiotics and all of that. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. It is the Power of Health Show. Dr. Jeffrey Burke here, naturopath, master herbalist, and I'm your host here on the Power to Health Show. I hope you'll take the time to tune in and take away amazing information and be able to, you know, do things in a way that ultimately change your health. We have to be in charge. We have to make the changes, and we have to do the work in our homework. And we need to stop thinking about symptomatic Band-Aid cover-up, because that's the way we're heading. And we need to turn around and head back to learning what the cause is and taking responsibility for our health. Thank you for tuning into the Power of Health Show. Look forward to talking to you next week.